Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Tuesday the 7th of July. Apologies, I'm late. I may well be in the afternoons. I've just got a few more processes to run each day at the minute. It will get better, but I've never known an onslaught of football like it, I'll be honest. Where are we at? I've got a horse for you today, running in the 220 at Pontefract, win and place, casement, win and place. Also had a word for the current favourite, Billy Roberts, so if you want to have a little small saver on that, but the main bet is casement in the 220 at Pontefract, win and place. Football-wise, I wasn't that dreadful last night, that game. I was trading, but I had that game on my iPad. Flipping it, what a dreadful advert. They say it's the best. If you read that book that I put in the lockdown when we were doing the books of the day, that Can We Have Our Football Back? If you read that and then you continue to watch the dross that the Premier League turn up, it is so difficult to watch it as you did pre-lockdown. Because you've got the words from the book ringing in your head about what's going on, and it was just awful. I mean, it was just horrific football for the both teams, Tottenham and Everton, just awful, absolute rubbish. The standard of play, you know, for top level sport, you just wouldn't get away with it. It'd be like watching somebody shoot like 90 on the PGA Tour. That's what it would be like. Or watching a guy just constantly serve double faults in tennis. It's absolute garbage. It was an awful game. Other than, you know, Liverpool and City, streets in front. Chelsea, good team, will only get better, and United are improving. Once you get below that, and I know Leicester have had a half decent season, but the other 14, 15 teams, the standard is flipping dreadful. It really is. It's so poor. Anyway, right, today, what have we got? Dry old bar yesterday, it was for me. It was a dry old bar. Couldn't get the goals and rubbish. But it happens. Right, today I have got... I'm just trying to read across my sheet. My glasses need a clean. A first half goal in Turkey. Başakşehir versus Denizlispor. Again, if it's 0-0, 20-25 minutes. Başakşehir, Denizlispor. And Arsenal Leicester over 2.5. So Arsenal Leicester, if it's through the first 10 minutes, about 1.89, I think. So if you want to wait till it gets to 2, if you like, Arsenal Leicester over 2.5. That is the only two I have got. As I say, I've got some bits I want to cover, but I'll probably try and do that Thursday now. I've just run out of time again today, unfortunately. I've got to speak to Lee Cow shortly, which I'm looking forward to. But, I'll be back with you tomorrow as normal, hopefully a bit earlier, if I can. Thursday I hope to cover. I've got some emails that I want to talk about. And just people's approach to gambling. I don't think it ever does any harm. I know a lot of it's repeating myself at times, but it doesn't do any harm to refresh some of these topics, in particular people just trying to bet everything and doing their bollocks. Had a couple of sob stories in the last couple of weeks, so I want to try and cover that. Right, have a good Tuesday, and I will be... Ultimate's all done, by the way, everything's up. I'll be back with you... tomorrow.